It's Monday, it's Encore Day. This entire week, we're going to be rehearsing for our one-man show at Theater West in Los Angeles on the 28th, this coming Saturday. So, you know, we're going to be up against it all week long, but we'll be rolling out some great shows for you. We appreciate your patronage and your love, and I know that a lot of you guys have purchased tickets for the show. Thank you very much. Some people coming in from out of town. By the way, I want to give some love to Ben Baltus. Ben was at the induction. Thank you, Ben, because I know you've had a lot to do, let's say, over the recent days. It was great to see you. It was great to see everybody there at the Hall of Fame induction in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, on the show today, Tom Dofka, David G. Hall, and Don Berman. Now, when you put those three guys together, that's almost like Babe Ruth, W.C. Fields, and Oliver Hardy all getting together on a golf course. You know, in other words, it's legendary. Tom Dofka, David G. Hall, and Don Berman all gang up on Phil and tell him about yesterday's Art Battaglia show and how much it sucked.
All right, yeah. That's the way to be honest. Right.
Anyway, let's check this out. It's from September 26th of last season. Last season, 2023, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil, David G. Hall here. Let me say something about this show you did yesterday.
By the way, your voice is cracking.
Oh, okay. I gotta tell you.
There it is, Mr. Hall. You went. Let me tell you.
Why don't you guys knock it off?
Did it again.
What?
Yeah, you went, why don't you guys?
I'm gonna say it again. Why don't you guys knock it off with the voice crack thing?
Okay, fine.
Now, this thing you did yesterday with Art Battaglia, was that a replay?
Yes, it was what we call a repurpose. It was
was it a replay?
It's what we call a... Take it easy there, David. It was an encore show.
From when?
From 2017.
Holy gee. I told you. I got Don Berman with me, Phil. And
what's Don Berman doing there?
Don Berman is advising me on programming, okay? And Tom, are you there?
Hey, listen, Phil, it's Tom Dofka. I know that, too.
Oh, so you got the brain trust there, huh?
Yeah, we do.
No, I'm sorry. I had to get involved because I do have a background in programming. And I've been on your show, and I said to David Hall, I met David briefly for lunch. I was having a brisket over the smokehouse. You know the smokehouse?
Yeah, I know the smokehouse.
Oh, well, okay, Mr. Hollywood, you know...
You're the guy dropping the name Smokehouse.
Look, we had a brisket and a cup of Joe over there at the Smokehouse, and Berman told me this thing was an abomination. Now, we've got Tom Dofka.
Hey, Phil, it's Tom Dofka, and, I know you don't want no advice from me, but that Art Battaglia, God almighty...
Well, it was strictly from hunger. Strictly from hunger.
When do you stop being Don Berman and you turn into Chef Carl Cedilia?
How dare you?
Well, that's dirty pool.
Well, you sound like Chef Carl Cedilia. You sound like you haven't swallowed your lunch yet.
Oh, this guy's talking about swallowing. Hey, Phil, let's everybody be friends here, okay?
I did the show.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I did the show and then I replayed it.
Why?
Based on Rory McLeod's...
Who?
Rory McLeod's advice.
This guy, Rory McLeod. Tell me about him, will you?
So, tell me about Rory McLeod. Yeah, lay it on me about Rory McLeod.
Rory is a listener of ours.
I understand. You are the failsafe. You are the backstop. And for you to put on the air the Art Battaglia show...
Hey, Phil, it's Tom Dofka. Here's what I am.
Phil, it's Don Berman, and...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right, stud. Don damn Berman here.
And Phil, it's Tom Dofka. You might as well get the bad news all at once, okay?
Yeah, Phil, I brought them in because these guys advised me.
Since when does Don Berman advise you?
Since, like, yesterday at 6 o'clock when he called and he told me all about the show. And he said it blew every giraffe in the L.A. Zoo.
You know, I hate zoos.
I know you do.
And I don't like that terminology.
Phil, I was just kidding.
Yeah, I'll get to you in a minute, Berman. I don't like that...
Berman?
Right. I don't like that terminology. Dofka there?
Hey, Phil, it's Tom Dofka. I'm not trying to piss you off anything, but listen, this Art Battaglia, wow.
Well, look, it was like maybe a little bit of performance art.
What?
Like, you know, kind of a performance art thing.
Look, Phil, we are coming out of the biggest disaster that has ever happened to any industry. Radio is dead. You understand that, don't you?
David.
It's dead. Okay? We got radio consultants that are going to Poland. They're consulting radio stations in Argentina. There's nothing left of American radio. And you come along at a time when we're trying to get this thing back on its feet. You take it.
Phil, we're coming along at a time we're trying to get back on its feet. And you're doing performance art? You are doing things that would never have got away with on the radio.
You realize that?
Yeah, I guess I am, yeah.
How dare you do that?
Well, it's my company now, my business. I take the full blame for it.
And Phil, it's Don Berman here. Let me explain some things for you.
And what are you explaining to me anything, Don? You work for a company. You work for Channel 19. Television's still going strong.
All right. Say he's made a good point. He's got a good point. Get lost. So what are you saying?
What am I saying? I'm not saying anything. I'm saying I'll do whatever the hell I want to do here. If people listen to it, they do. If they don't, they don't.
What if they don't?
Then I guess I go out of business, don't I?
You know, Phil, in the old days, a program director could come into the studio and tell you what to do.
Why don't I let that happen anymore? Because I don't need a program director anymore, because there is no such thing as radio anymore. I don't work for a radio station. Why should I?
You are humiliating Tom Dovka. I'll do it.
He's still a consultant. He still consults radio. He still consults radio.
Yes. Yes. Yes!
Would you knock that off and calm down?
Phil, all I'm telling you is, you said two things there that really creep me out. What do you want?
I'm hanging around to see if you need any help. Oh, my God.
Berman's still here. Don, why don't you...
I'm hanging over here at the door.
Good.
Don't treat him that way.
All right, look at Don. Come on over here, but sit down. Try not to say anything.
Listen, I'm Don Berman, Channel 19.
Yeah, I know you. Hey, Berman, Tom Dovka. Nice to meet you, but I'm a radio consultant. This is my domain. See?
I'm Don Berman.
This is my domain, okay? Both of you little girls, argue it out later on.
I'm trying to tell you that what I did on the air probably was something, stream of consciousness, a strange bit of performance art. It was a moment in time where a guy is reading a script in a studio. It had no real bracket or beginning or end. It was just a set sort of a slice of life, you know?
What? Phil, no, I'll take it over, David. What you're saying, Phil, look at it, I work with the guy. No, I know, but what are you saying here? And what I understand what you're saying here, Phil, it's like you said, it's sort of art. What do you call it?
Yeah, it's something that radio doesn't know anything about. It's called art.
Oh, boy.
You know, Phil, that's the first smart thing you said.
Look at the phone. Thank you, Berman. I'll take it from here.
You call me Berman one more time, friend. You see that window?
Yeah.
It won't be there anymore. You know why?
Why?
Because you'll have taken it out.
How?
I'll have thrown you through it.
Let me have the phone. These two guys are disgusted. Phil, all I'm trying to tell you is when you say you did performance art, that scares a lot of people. It scares a lot of programmers.
I don't care. Do you understand I don't care?
Why would you not care?
Why do I care what a radio programmer thinks? I'm not on radio anymore. I don't want to be on the radio anymore.
You don't want to be on the radio anymore.
Why would I want to be on the radio? Do you realize what radio sounds like now? It's like 10-minute spot breaks. Then there's maybe 3 minutes of people talking about, I don't even know what they're talking about. Then they play a bunch of shitty music. Then, you know...
Hey, listen, a lot of those stations I consult...
Well, that answers that question.
You don't want to be on a... You understand, Phil, that radio gave you your life?
I gave radio a lot of life. I gave it my life. Now, this is what I'm doing. I'm not trying to put it down. I don't put down anything. I know a lot of people that are still in the radio business. I know a lot of people that are consulting.
Yeah, like me.
Except for you, Tom. Yes, like you, Tom. And I'm just telling you, what I do now transcends, or maybe it isn't as good, or maybe it's better. I don't know what it is, but it ain't radio. And I'm not interested in doing radio. I'd rather do this.
Why would you want to do this? Wouldn't you like a nice, steady paycheck? Like, remember the big, fat paychecks you used to get back in radio time?
Yeah, well, I ain't paying that money anymore, so don't try to fool me, man. And besides, I like the hours. I keep my own hours.
You understand what I'm saying, Berman?
You don't talk to Don Berman that way.
What are you doing?
I'm standing here at the door. I'm going to eavesdrop.
I can't get rid of Don Berman. I think what we're all trying to say to you, Phil, is we respect you. We love you. The Art Battaglia thing was way over the line. I'll try to calm down. But for you to come in here and say that you don't even care... For you to come in here and say you don't even care about radio...
Why do you care about it, David? I mean, you're I know you still consult radio stations. You're working with me. You're working all sides of the street, aren't you?
Working all sides of the street? Get a load of this guy, will you? Phil, you're making it sound like we're out there taking our pants off and going, hi. That's the way you're making it sound.
No, I'm not.
See, look at it, and he thinks it's funny. Yeah?
I overheard that.
Don Berman's here, but I don't want him in the room. He's standing at the door eavesdropping.
All right, fine. I'll get lost.
So,
I don't know what Don Berman was doing in there. Don, thank you very much.
Phil says thank you.
Whatever.
I don't know why Don was hanging around there. I'm just telling you why we did what we did.
Phil, see, the thing of it is
A lot of people thought it was weird. A lot of people thought it was artsy, performance art. Some people thought it was boring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It probably got all kinds of reaction, but that was the character.
Let me ask you something. How long did you prep that for?
How long did I prep what for?
You know what I'm talking about. How long did you prep the Art Battaglia show?
I think I came up with it as I sat in the studio and began to roll the record program.
So you didn't prep it? Hey, Phil, you know, show prep is very important in radio. You understand that?
Except I'm not doing radio.
No, what you're doing is you just sit down and by the seat of your pants, what do you guys call that?
You call that improvisation?
Improvisation?
Improvisation.
What? Now, it's when the guy makes it up. No, I understand what it is, but we don't do that. You don't do a bit like that. And it took an hour, a full hour. How many songs do you think you could have been playing in that hour?
I don't know, and I don't care. David, I love you, man, and I appreciate everything you've done for me. Tom, I respect you.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You treat me like I'm something that you give a dog a sanitary shave for. You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? What does it mean? Go ahead, tell him.
When your dog craps himself and it sticks to his fur in the back, you have to take him to the vet for a sanitary shave.
Yeah. And I'm what they shave off of the dog's ass. That's what Phil Henry treats me as. Wow. Okay, goodbye. Don, listen. You want to go back to Smokehouse?
No, I'm done.
Phil, all I'm trying to say to you is that there are a great many people out there that respect you and love you and enjoy you, yes. But when you start getting weird, people get scared. Do you understand?
I don't think people get scared. I think they either get turned off, they either don't listen, or they do.
Okay, what if they stop listening?
Then they stop listening, man.
Okay, take it easy.
Well, you guys, what if they stop listening? Then they stop listening. All right? You know, sometimes you cannot adjust because people don't happen to like the style of the car. If you're a Ferrari, you're a goddamned Ferrari, and you're always going to be that. And people may say, well, how about if you just paint it blue? Remember they started painting Ferraris blue and pink and all those other goddamn colors? Enzo Ferrari said, keep it red. Now every goddamn clown in the world has a Ferrari.
Except for me and you.
Yeah, I don't want one. The point that I'm trying to make here is it's either that style or it's nothing. You either are what you are or you aren't.
What is that supposed to be? You kill me, man. You got all this all this philosophy. What is this stuff? Transactional analysis? Did you go did you get your head shrunk or something to learn all this stuff?
No, man. I'm just telling you. You know, I'm getting. Thanks very much, David.
You just telling me that you're getting, and you never.
Every day, every time I talk to those guys, it always ends the same way with me hanging up on them, cutting them off, and then it's over. It's over. And there'll never be another...
He's back on the phone.
Yeah, David.
Yeah, I thought you got rid of me, huh? I called right back as soon as you cut me off.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Yeah. All I'm trying to say is, Phil, you want to go your own way. You want to be your own man. You want to do your own thing. You think you got the audience for it. You think you can make the money. You know, it's a very, very... It's a strange world out there, Phil. We just had a pandemic. 3 years of a pandemic. Okay, the world's changing. It's rotating. It's we're sitting on it and we're rotating on it.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not really sure. You know, I'm not.
Yes? Oh, look at you guys. What were you doing? We were hanging at the door.
I was getting coffee.
Yeah, I was hanging at the door of the general.
All right, are we going to do it? I guess that was the show, huh?
Sure, yeah, why not?
David G. Hall, Tom Dovka, and Don Berman, who sounded a lot like Chef Carl Cedilia there. What?
I got Chef Carl Cedilia on line three.
You got Chef Carl Cedilia on line three.
Yeah, and he's pretty...
He seems to be angry, Phil.
What is that?
Cottage cheese. Yeah, do you want some?
No, I don't. Go ahead. Yes, Chef Cedilia.
Yeah, Phil, listen, I just heard you had Don Berman on your program, and you made the comment that he sounded like me. I want to say something. First of all, I know both of us are overweight, but for you to say that Don Berman sounds like me, I take that as a personal insult. Do you understand?
Why don't you swallow whatever it is you're eating?
Because I'm testing out a new dip. Okay.
Every time I talk to you, you're testing a new dip.
Yeah, well, get used to it, friend. I test out dips, and as I talk to people, as I go about my daily functions and my daily job, I usually have dip in one cheek, and I usually have a brie or cheese in the other one. Don Berman is a big blowhard. He's been in this restaurant. Ted's had to throw him out three times.
Ted's had to throw Don Berman out of the restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. Throw him out three times. One night, he lifted Ted's head up out of a pool of vomit on the bar.
Now you're lying.
Yes, I'm lying, but hold on for just a minute.
That's not fair, Chef.
Who's that?
It's Margaret.
Well, who's talking to her?
I'm talking to you, chump. You got that?
I'm looking, Margaret. I'm saying that for everything that Don Berman has done on Channel 19, at least one lie can be told about him having his head lifted out of a pool of vomit. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't agree.
Nor I.
Oh, nor you. Nor I. God damn. You think this man for all seasons? Go ahead and hang up on me.
Man for all seasons.
I don't think, because Don Berman's a blowhard, and Don Berman is not everyone's cup of tea. I don't think it's fair that you then lie about him and say his head was lifted out of a pool of vomit on the bar at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, that's it, Ms. Gray. That's the way to stand up for it.
Stand up for what? Stop. Stand up for what?
You stood up for it.
What?
You stood up for when you said that Don Berman had his face in the vomit.
I'm standing up for him having his face in vomit?
You know what the boy's trying to say. He was agreeing with you.
General, the boy can speak for himself.
Margaret, quit muscling the kid, okay?
I was agreeing with you when you said what you said.
Forget it.
You just left your cottage cheese here.
Yeah, maybe I wanted to leave it here so it'll stay there and begin to stink.
Okay. All right. World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on podcast. Then, welcome, folks, to the week.
Going out to dinner there,
too. I'm going to dinner tonight with my good friend, Derek Waters. That's right. Maybe we'll run into Tom Dovka and what's his face? David Hall. Yeah. David, I'm just kidding, man. Over there at the smokehouse.
Yeah, that sounds pretty suspect, man.
What?
Going to a place called the smokehouse.